What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
What up, everybody? How's everybody doing today? We appreciate everybody for coming out tonight. Those, the VIP that paid to come in, and then everyone who just showed up. I know how much this our guest means to this city. That's why it was important for me to get him out here. I mean, I've been working the Kings for the last 2 years, and I still see 55 everywhere. So it's only right to bring one of the originators out here, man. Yeah. Well, again, man, thank you guys for coming. All the Smoke live show. If you got a drink, let's hold it up real quick and get a community cheers to everybody.
Yeah.
And we get this shit going, man. Cheers. Appreciate
cheers,
you guys coming
man.
Out.
All your pain be champagne.
Yeah. Jaden, you better be drinking water back there, boy. I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Let me say this before we start, too. This is a guest on our show, but this is our brother. So I'm finna be kind of an asshole because I didn't get a chance to play with him. You know what I mean? I wanted to. He's somebody I look up to. One of the best passers, players, point guards in the game. But I've spent some time with him, but we didn't get a chance to talk much. So I got a lot of questions as a fan for my brother today, so stay tuned.
I got a chance to play with him, and the only thing he don't like is you coming up to him while he's eating and try to touch his hands. Jay don't play that. All right, man. Well, this is just another live episode of All the Smoke. This is our, what, this is our second or third? Third live episode. We've had Magic Johnson. Who else?
We've had...
No, it's our second, right?
Second.
Yeah. Magic... Oh, KG was the originator. Yeah, we did KG back at All-Star 17, yep. 18 maybe in Chicago. Then we had Magic Johnson around Christmas. Yep. Now we got Bubs. Man. Well, let's get this shit started, man. Yeah. Well, he doesn't really need an introduction, but we're going to introduce him anyway, man. Welcome to the show, Jason Williams. That's yours, bro. Yeah. I appreciate it. Well, tell us what it feels like. You came in last night, did a little bit, got a chance to see the game. You were there when Arco was rocking. Three straight playoff appearances from your rookie year to your third year. What's it like to be back in SAC?
Honestly, bro, I think it was more rocking last night than it was. When
really?
We
yeah, it was
bro.
Crazy last
for
night,
sure.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was rocking last night.
Yeah, for sure. And the wind definitely helped.
Yeah.
But... Nah, they might be a little bit better than we were too back in the day.
You think so? The team or the fans?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, let's get to them, man. I mean, talk about that team. It was you. It was Webb. It was Vladdy, Bobby, Doug.
Peja?
Yeah. Peja was there.
Hedo early.
Yeah, that was a young Hedo, right? You guys came in the same. He came in after you, right?
After me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, talk about that team and what kind of fun. I mean, Webb used to tell me stories about you hiding under the bus on the way back from the airport. Like Jay was the jokester. But tell us about off the court and then obviously how that translated on the court.
Shit, hiding. I wasn't hiding nothing. They put me under the bus. I'm hiding.
So they put you on the underneath the bus where the luggage goes. From the airport to the back to practice facility?
Look, bro, it was in Boston. We get off the plane, and the snow was high as them barrels, bro, on the runway, right?
Uh-huh.
Not only did I have to ride, I had to put the bags in there first and then get in there with the bus.
You put yourself in there?
Yeah. Talk about where's Jay Will. Jay Will. Jay Will's coming. He's straight. Cold in a mug under there, dog.
But what was that? Obviously, you guys had a lot of fun off the court, but what was that team like? On the court. I mean, again, you guys brought so much excitement, the connection that you and Webb had. But talk about that team and just in general.
Bro, it was fun just because we did stuff like that off the court, and I think that makes you a better team, especially when the pressure's on.
Uh-huh.
Just trusting one another and trusting the coach. The coach let us get away with a lot of stuff like that, too, so that made it a lot easier on everybody, mm-hmm. too.
Bell West...
I'm kind of nervous about these questions.
Yeah. Bell, West Virginia. 1,000 people in your hometown. Everybody can probably. Tell me about your hometown and the birth of white chocolate.
Bro, well, you pretty much just told everybody about it, bro. 1,000 people, whatever. But, you know, it wasn't much going on, man. Where I'm from, it's like the white folks live right here and in the high school. And then the black folks, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I spend most of my time on the backside of the house.
I could tell.
Duh.
I could tell. Hence the name.
Yeah. But at the same time, bro, I had fun on the other side too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it is what it is, man. And back then when I was growing up, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world, you know, Bell, West Virginia. But looking back now, bro, going back there's not much there. It is what it is, bro.
Well, a compliment I can give to you is you are the best of both worlds, bro. You are the best of both worlds. If we had to find somebody to come from both cultures that represented the right way, it would be you, dog.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Thank you.
So when we talk about bags, we talk about your game, the different moves you have in your game, the passes, the handles, the different aspects, the different excitement you can bring to the game. A lot of superstars that come along that we talk about, top 10, top 20 players, a lot of them didn't have bags. They were stars that had games, but they didn't have too much in their bag. We consider you one of the people that have the ultimate bag. Mm. How did that start? Where did that start at?
Bro, I had great teammates, bro. You know, I think I had a big bag, but...
Duffel.
It's like, you know, when I reached in that bag, I had teammates that helped me.
Made you look good.
For sure, bro. Like, they caught a lot of bad passes and finished them Jones, too, you know. So So, you know, I got a lot of complaints about turning the ball over and shit like that. That'd have been a lot more if them dudes wasn't good enough to catch them jumps.
But where'd that style of play for you come? Because, I mean, there's only been, you could probably name five guys on your hand in the history of the game to really have the kind of flair and imagination that you have. But when did that start? Junior high, before, high school?
C-Webb had mittens. See, Matt, C-Webb had some big hands.
Yeah, he catch anything.
Yeah.
On the barrels.
I'm thinking, bro, as soon as I started playing, it was like I was so much smaller than everybody when I used to hoop, especially on the playground. Couldn't get the shot off, so I had to find ways to get picked up, bro. If you lost, you had to sit out. I'm thinking, if I'm losing, I'm trying to get picked up right away because I'm passing you the ball. You're getting all the shots, right? And it worked. So, but when I worked out on my own, though, I was on my own, right? You know, I think kids nowadays lose a lot of their imagination, bro, because they're with a trainer all day.
Telling them what to do.
For 15 minutes, we're going to do this. In 15 minutes, I'm in the gym, like, by myself, bro, like, beating presses, gutting across half court, picking the ball up. Now I'm getting trapped. I'm trying all kind of crazy-ass pivots and shit like that just because I know I'm going to get stuck in the game one time and I might need that crazy-ass pivot. They're not teaching them crazy-ass pivots nowadays, but there ain't nobody doing what I did either nowadays.
Where did the style come from, though? Like, you know, they say the South has a style, the West Coast has a style, East Coast. How did you create your style of basketball? Because it's not a Rucker style. You brought that style to the NBA. Everybody can do that.
Y'all quit sleeping on Bell, bro. It's a Bell style. Bell, 1,000 of us. Yeah.
1,000 of y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 1,000 people know what you're talking about.
Of course they do.
Okay.
And they all understand what I say all the time, too. Yeah.
So speaking of that, Randy Moss. You play high school ball with Randy Moss. I'm pretty sure y'all and both of y'all talk alike. I don't understand either one of y'all sometimes. But how was it like playing with one of the best receivers to ever play in the NFL on a basketball court?
I'm going to take it a step further and not just the best receiver. To me,
he's the best.
I play with a lot of good athletes. Bruh's the best athlete I've ever been around. I mean, when I talk about athletes, I'm thinking like, can he hoop? Can he throw a baseball? Can he sprint faster than you? Can he jump higher than you? Can he throw a fishing rod further than you? All that, bro.
Skip a rock.
He do everything.
He going to beat all y'all. He going to beat all y'all.
Yeah.
Randy Moss is definitely one of the best. But how was it playing basketball with him?
It was good. You know, he was player of the year in basketball our years. And I was player of the year in football one year. He was player of the year in basketball. But
that's crazy. What position did you play in football?
Quarterback.
Okay, you were still throwing that thing.
But I wasn't trying to get hit or nothing like that.
Yeah, you didn't like
straight
that.
Straight out of bounds.
Yeah.
You ain't
putting your head down on nobody?
Too fragile, bro.
Keep them pads clean.
Yeah. And then our coach had we had a punt return called Jesse James. Blitzed 10 guys, got one guy back. I'm the guy back, right? Every time, because you know I have good hands, I'm going to catch it, run straight to the coach to get the play for the next time. One time I tried to cut the bitch up the sideline, clipped me, I landed on the ball, knocked the air out of me. I'm laying there, coach was like that. I'm like, look, bro. You got Randy Moss on your team. You got me returning these motherfuckers.
How cold was he? I mean,
make it make sense,
right? I mean, we get a chance to see highlights of you guys in high school, and you just throwing it up there. But I don't really see much of him from a football standpoint in high school. What was he like as a receiver? I couldn't imagine what kind of cheat code that was.
He was a receiver. He played. He never came off the field. He kicked off. he was play free safety. Then he would receive, and then we'd kick the extra points. And then if we had to punt, Buddy was punting the bitch, too. Like, I swear he'd be an all-star, all-NFL punter if he wanted to be.
Really?
I ain't lying. Today, bro.
Yeah.
Still. Today.
You guys still stay in contact?
A little bit. And he likes to fish, bro. I don't get down with the fish. Bro.
Okay. You don't play with him?
No.
That's not you?
I ain't touching no fish or no worms or nothing like that, bro.
So you were drafted during the lockout in 1999. When you first got to the Kings, what was your initial thought? You went from a small town, college, coming to Sacramento. Any expectations, first impression of teammates?
Man, it was great for me, you know, coming from Bell with all 1,000 of us. There's a lot more out here, bro.
Cheers. Hey, cheers to Bell, all 1,000 of y'all.
Yeah. No, but it was straight, man. I was kind of worried about C-Webb, whatever his situation was. I didn't know no better, you know, so I was just happy to be in the league, man, hooping and trying to get the first pickup game.
Mm-hmm.
With Lawrence Funderburk drinking some sea salt water.
Lawrence Funderburk. I just said that. Lawrence Funderburk. I remember that name.
Hey, but Jay used to play. I seen one. I don't know if this is an every time thing, but I was still in high school, either in college, and I came up there and fuck a web one day. But Jay, did you used to play with no socks on your, in your shoes? He would have no socks and just shorts. That's it, right?
Bro, that's that Bell shit, bro.
That's all you needed. But no, he didn't. I mean, you see people with all kinds of shit today. Jay had shoes on, no socks, and shorts. And that's all he needed.
That's probably why my feet's fucked up today.
Yeah, but speaking of feet, he got these Florida 5 Jordans on. Y'all better stop playing. I got to get a picture of them.
You got to give a shout out to them Gators.
Florida 5 Gators on right now. Stop it.
We didn't get a chance to talk about college. What was your experience like? You know, obviously you went from Florida and you moved on. But what was that first Florida experience like for you?
Florida was dope, bro. It was like, like I said, I'm from Bell, little old town, and I go to Gainesville. Gainesville's not much bigger than Bell, but it's a little bit bigger, and it's the first time I've been away from home, and I got a little bit of trouble down there, but I did my thing, did what I had
shit
to
happens.
Do.
Shit happens.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We all been in a little bit of trouble.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
Trouble. You fit in.
Right. but everything worked out, bro. It was the best thing. I wouldn't change nothing, bro.
I love it. So you get to the Kings. You guys go in three straight years. You make the playoffs your first 3 years. What was it like kind of getting your footing in the NBA?
I think it was a blessing in disguise that my first year with that lockout year. So we got only play 50 games, and we would play back to back to back. You know, and we didn't have to come east, but like maybe one time. So I think that was cool getting it over with quick. I didn't really hit that rookie wall like all of us do. But again, my teammates were great. My coaching staff was great. And we really didn't have a backup point guard when in my rookie year, so I really could do what I wanted to do. Minutes. Yeah, so.
What was Nobody wants to sub you in.
No.
Didn't need it. I'm good.
Yeah.
What was it like playing, working for Adelman?
Adelman was great. The first game we played in the Alamo Dome, I won't forget it. He told me before we came out for the game, he said, if you come down and throw a behind-the-back pass and it goes out of bounds, he said, don't worry about it. Next time, try it with your left hand. Mm. So I'm thinking I'm going to give Coach Adelman all this bullshit that I receive off some of these turnovers, bro, because he gave me the green light.
He gave you the okay.
Yeah.
You always want a coach like that, though, to give you the green light.
For sure.
Yeah.
I had a green light. I was going to do it anyway. I don't know what the coach.
Right? The motherfucker said didn't care what color his light was.
No. You don't have to set me down. That's all.
Kobe Bryant, you're 1-2 for you. Y'all lose to the Lakers 2 years in a row. Yeah. And that's when they three-peat. What was Bean like?
Bruh, killer. I mean, one of the best to ever do it. You know, it's just, you know, you know how it goes. Game plan for folks. You know, we game plan for him, but the game plan for him is like.
Why?
We're going to have to change every possession because he's going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And going to get it done. And teams weren't getting through Shaq and Kobe, bro, back when they were wanting to play. It's just, and they had great role players. They had a great coach. And them two.
They tell you to win your matchup, though. You know, you got to win your matchup.
Yeah.
I know you was licking your chops looking at Derek Fisher and Harp and all of them. I know you was feeling like, man, I'm going to have a great series.
Well, you know, honestly. Honestly, bro, I never really looked at it like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get in the paint and get the ball out to these shooters, bro. But. They had a better chance pissing in a hot sauce bottle than standing in front of them.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
He said they had a better chance of pissing in a hot sauce bottle.
Well,
you know,
I
that crystal hole is like
real small,
tiny,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
They pissing all over that bottle, ain't they?
Hey, but they came back down and threw it to Shaka, give it to Bean, and they beat us, though.
Okay, yeah, so we talked about Cole, but I mean, what it was like, it's crazy because you see people that obviously talk about the game now, and Shaq's been so removed from the game, but he was in his prime when you guys were. What was Shaq like? Because obviously Kobe was incredible, but Shaq was a big, agile motherfucker who was strong as an ox.
Bro, y'all saw how Scott Pollard used to have his hair and shit like that, had that man going crazy, had to guard that dude, right? Like, I think Shaq is the most dominant dude to ever play the game. He changed the rules, bro, so.
Facts.
Another game plan. So what are you going to do, bro? If double team for what? I mean, just going through that, right? You know what I'm saying? So. And even if they do call a charge, you ain't trying to go down there and double team because you don't want none of this.
Yeah, I did.
For a foul. Yeah. It ain't worth it.
A concussion ain't worth it.
No, bro. It ain't worth it. I was saying about Brad Miller last night. I told my agent, I said, he's so lucky that Jack missed him when he played for the Bulls.
Remember that swing?
He wouldn't be there today.
No.
Oh, my goodness,
though. Ooh. And he just happened to duck. He didn't even know he was coming.
They had no clue.
We wouldn't even know Brad Miller if that was the case. He wouldn't. Damn.
It should be down here. His hair be way down here, but
hey, that is true. We figured that out. So in the early 2000s, as you know, and as we know, and as y'all know, everybody liked to smoke a little bit of trag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Indulge a little bit. Well, now the players, thanks to us and a couple other NBA players, they can indulge for free now. What if when we played? We can just leave the game after a hard-fought game, blow one, and relax, and be ready, you know, to play for the next game. What if we could have done that?
Don't get it twisted. You wasn't the only one doing that.
Oh, so, trust me, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Y'all might have been worse than me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I ain't ever seen nobody do it, so I don't know.
Yeah. He was.
No, I think Adam Silver got it right, though. He knows what time it is, man. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with smoking? You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's better than y'all drinking, bro.
Yep, there you go. Tell him, Jack.
It's better than pills, too. It's better than all the pills they try to shove players after games
you're
to
right,
recover.
You're right. I mean, shoot. I mean, do you, bro. Don't worry about what's going on over here.
I remember the first time I golfed with Jay in Orlando.
This a lie.
This ain't no lie. 18 holes. He probably smoked like 9 little blunts and still was right at par, if not under. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like every other hole, he had a new one.
How does he do it?
But he was still on point, chipping, putting, driving. So I was impressed because I used to smoke a lot of weed, and I'm just like, there's no way I could play golf this high. But it didn't even do nothing to him.
Bruh. Bell is so far ahead of Caglione.
Shout out Bell. It all comes down to Bell, baby.
Shout out Bell. That's where it came from.
Hey, but I think you should smoke because golf is a hard sport. I think golf is luck to me. Man, I think if you get high enough, if you hit the ball right, just hope it land where it's supposed to land.
Bro, I feel you, but it ain't luck.
It ain't luck?
Some of them luck. Some of
you get the lucky bounces.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about the wind and all that? Y'all can predict that?
You got to play it. You got to play the wind. 2002, traded to the Memphis Grizzlies for Mike Bibby. What was that experience like kind of learning the business of basketball?
It sucked at first, you know, because I didn't really want to leave Sacramento, but shout out to Bibby and the Kings. They got better when I got rid of me as a team, bro, in my eyes. Mm-hmm. What I know about basketball, that team was better when they got rid of me. They had a better chance of beating the Lakers with Bibby, just the way he played.
Only a real one would say that, though. Most guys got too much pride to give another give props to another point guard coming after them. That says a lot about you, bro.
Yeah. I'll just keep it real, bro. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But getting to the Grizzlies, I didn't think I could leave a better group here, but the teammates there, bro, just went up a level.
You guys had a team, too. Yeah, a young pal, we Bonzi.
Who I come from a team and nobody smoked but you to everybody smoking in Memphis.
No.
You was on the team with him?
No, but that Sacramento team, there was some people that indulged.
Publicly?
No, not publicly.
Okay,
back then.
So we can't talk about them.
No, you can't do it. No one could do it. No one was doing publicly
back then.
We're
talking about the ones we know who was doing it.
Okay.
And go to Memphis, everybody was in Memphis.
Who was on that team though?
Oh man, my first year there, Lorenzen Wright, rest in peace.
Yes.
One of the best screen setters I ever played with, bro.
Pick and pop king.
What?
Mm-hmm. The pick and pop king.
He'd catch anything too. Mm-hmm. Couldn't jump over a nickel, but he gonna catch that jump. For sure. We had Stromile Swift could jump over the building.
God, Stromile.
Over the building.
What was it like throwing lobs to him? Seen him do some incredible shit.
Bro, I used to just try to throw it over the back. Just try to throw it high.
Just to fuck with him.
Just to see if he could get it. He got them all.
Keep going down the
road. Go Google Stromile Swift, though, if you don't know who he is when we leave. He was incredible.
LSU.
Yes.
Whew. Yeah.
Who else was on that team?
I think Bonzi came a year later.
For show.
Yeah. You could tell by his lips.
A year later.
Yeah.
Man.
Did you have, was Powell yet there yet?
Powell came like maybe the second year I was there.
How cold was he, his rookie?
He was real cold, but he didn't really get to run like he should have.
Really?
I think the coach
Hubie?
No, it was Sidney Lowe at first.
How was, when you finally got a chance to, you know, the great Hubie Brown, so much basketball knowledge. He's forgotten more basketball than we'll ever know. What was it like getting a chance to learn and play for him?
Honestly, bro, when he got the job, I thought, oh, damn, I'm in some trouble, bro. Like,
old school coach.
Yeah, just because the way he talked about me when I got drafted, like, this guy's hot garbage, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, you don't even know me, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, but when he did get the job, we had to talk, bro. I played for a lot of great coaches, bro, but from top to bottom, Hubie Brown was like the best. Like, maybe not he wasn't the best X's and O's.
Communication.
He did communicate well. He let players be players, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, them little things we had to do sometimes after practice, go mess with the season ticket holders and things like that. You know, Hubie, I love Hubie. He couldn't see out of one eye, couldn't hear out of the other ear, bro. So look.
All off balance.
Yeah, when you talk to Hubie, you had to be, like, right here, bro. Like, right here. Like.
Well, no, he said he couldn't see out of this eye or hear out of this ear.
Right,
so you had to, like, you had to cock, you had to,
right,
you had to cock your head and get right to him.
Yeah, but he wouldn't make us do none stuff like that. You know, the organization y'all got to go do this for 2 hours. Always like, oh, no. My guys need to go home. They need to take care of their family. They need to pay their bills.
Oh, so you didn't have to go do any of the NBA cares.
Nah, bro.
He wasn't having it.
Nah, he wasn't having none
of
that.
Yeah, shout out Hubie.
None of that.
Shout out Hubie, because that shit was the worst.
Hey, that would be a cush up whiz in studio.
The only time we really cared about it, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. We're going to give y'all some inside game. The only time we cared about doing the NBA care stuff, we was going to the hospital and talk to kids that was sick or underprivileged, you know what I'm saying? People that was going through stuff that they couldn't control.
All the other stuff?
Yeah, in hospitals, we cared about that. But all the other shit, grown motherfuckers who healthy, got jobs and shit, I don't want to go spend no time with you. Let me go spend some time with these kids that's struggling, right?
Yeah.
Let's give them our time instead of people who rock around here got more money than me.
Yeah. And they put all them balls and jerseys in the locker room and all that.
You gotta sign the whole gym.
You know what I'm saying? And like,
off I mean, that.
And they selling these, it. They giving like half these, of them away and selling the other ones.
These 55 jerseys, bro.
Okay, how many of them you sign in your day?
I don't know, bro. Just give me a nickel for each one, bro. We'd all be straight.
You said we'd all be straight.
Yeah.
Any Jerry West stories? Obviously, there's West Virginia. He was a GM at the time in the Memphis. Go ahead.
You even had a beer, too, because that was Jerry Russ?
I thought I said Jerry West.
You said Russ. So we've both been drinking, so it's going to be a good show. Let's go.
I think, okay, with Jerry West. Because
Jerry
shook his head like he knew what I was talking about. So it might be you.
Nah, I knew
Jerry
what
Russ.
Listen, I'm from Bell, bro. I can understand all
that.
Bell,
bro. Yeah. Anything you tell,
I got
you. It
all comes down to where you from.
Yeah.
Jerry West, nah, the logo, I mean, he grew up across the river from Bell, bro. East Bank, West Virginia, our high school.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, look.
Jerry West grew up across the river from Bell.
That's right.
Okay.
Now,
right.
Our
okay.
high school's consolidated about, okay. I don't know, about 30 years ago, right?
Okay.
But a good story about Jerry West. You know me, bro. You played with me. You know mm-hmm. what time it is in the locker room and stuff.
Know what time
don't go
it is.
Well.
Yeah, you're not.
So I get fined or something. Like, I don't know what for what, but Jerry West's going to march his little ass down in the locker room. My locker way over there. He got to walk all the way across, right? Hand me the envelope. I just threw the bitch around. Like, I ain't care nothing about that fine. Just keep stalking the pose. He ain't like that at all, bro. So then I got suspended like 5 games. That fine hurt.
From
bro.
That?
Yeah, that one hurt.
So you, what was the fine for originally that you didn't give a fuck about? It was probably like 20,000, 25,000.
You know what it was, bro? It was when I said that we suck. Well, I thought everybody thinks the Hawks were the worst team. Nah, we're the worst team, bro.
So he fined you for that.
I thought it was on the Hawks when he said that too.
Well, he fined me for it. He did fine me for it.
I was on the Hawks when he said that.
He did fine me. So, but what he was mad at, he said he wanted me to apologize to the team. I was like, he wanted me to apologize to the team, him. And maybe Dick Versace, the general manager, or something. I said, cool, let's get it. Let's go in there and do it. We go in there. I'm like, look, y'all. Jerry and Dick, they want me to apologize. but I don't really think I owe y'all an apology. I didn't say nothing about them. I said that we suck, not them. We. Yeah. So if y'all think I owe y'all an apology, y'all holler at me after this meeting. We good? Yeah, we good? We're good. They ain't like that.
So that's when I got suspended. That was your apology, and you got suspended from that?
Yeah, that hurt.
Five games.
That hurt.
So the higher-ups in the office, we're all an organization. When we winning, when we losing, it's us against them.
Well, at that particular time, stop, yes. That's how it was.
Right.
Fuck
out of
here.
Yeah.
It don't work like that.
Memphis took care of me, though. I give a shout-out to Memphis, though.
I remember, I want to tell this story because I think I told it one time on, I think it was either Dylan's podcast or JJ Redick's podcast, and
Dylan.
You was in the comments and you stamped it. So we're in Orlando together, getting ready for the playoffs, and we had a little fat coach named Stan Van Gundy. They used to...
The penguin.
When he got too serious, like the white foam would come in the corner of his mouth and it make you want to wipe your own shit. Like I got to make sure my shit is fresh.
But look, are we wrong for not telling him that it's there, though? I think
we used to call him the penguin every time we played him, dog.
Stan.
Oh, man. He would be talking sometimes like, the shit is so hot that it just foams. It's not spit. It's like foam.
Look, during timeouts, he'd be drawing on the board. Motherfuckers be like, oh, that shit ain't coming this way.
That should be bouncing off the board into your face. So anyway, so we're in practice getting close to the playoffs. We had a really good team. And I don't even remember what it was. How did it start? Do you remember how it started?
You talking about when I got kicked out of practice?
When you threw the ball behind your back across the court and hit him in his belly.
Bruh.
Tell that story. How did that? I don't remember how it started.
I got you. That's why you brought me out here, bro.
Yes. That's why it happened.
So we watched the whole film session like an hour before practice about transition, being organized in transition, right? I don't know if y'all understand that talk, but I ain't got time to tell y'all about that. So he was talking about that, and what he wanted the guards to do is get everybody organized vocally, right, coming down the court. So I told Matt, the other team scored, not Matt took it out.
just flicked it to me, and I told him to come and drag me. That means set a high pick and roll. Just told him, like, come drag me, just like that, right? So we go down there and we do it. He's standing like, ah, no, you gotta stop. No, what are you doing? I'm like, look, I told him to come drag me. He was like, but you didn't inform the whole team or some shit like that. He's like, you know what, bro? I quit. Slung the ball at him.
But hold on. Jay Weir was on the other. Don't let it seem like there was a close. Jay Weir was on the far side of the court, and Stan was on the other side, and he threw this ball so fast and so hard behind his back, and it hit him in his stomach and knocked the wind. But Stan was one of them serious coaches, so we didn't laugh at shit, but motherfuckers was having a hard time holding up. Like, I tried to hold in, I think a snot booger came out. Like, it was one, like, you try to hold that shit in. But that shit with Jack, that shit was unbelievable, Jack.
Now, the worst part about it, when I look back on it, I'm glad I did it, kind of, but the worst part is there was a high school team watching us practice. And Stan's daddy was watching us practice.
So, 2005, you traded to Miami with Antoine Walker and James Post. What was that like going to Miami?
It was great, man. Just
closer to home.
Yeah, just to go play with Shaq and D-Wade, you know, like, my best teams that I played on talent-wise was in Sacramento up to that point. And honestly, I'm not so sure that we really thought we could win a championship in those days. Like seriously, win a championship? Like, what it really takes, you know, back now looking back, what it really takes, there's no way I don't think we could have won a championship because we weren't getting through Bean and Shaq won.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to Miami, it felt different, you know, because it was like, championship or bust, you know what I'm saying? It was nothing else.
What year was that for you?
That was, well, I got traded in 05.
No, well, what year in your career was that for you?
I got drafted in 98, but I ain't doing no math, bro.
Seven years?
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I got a calculator on my phone.
Yeah. But so we got there, and like I said, that's all it was about. But Stan was our coach for like 2 weeks, bro.
That was earlier, right?
Yeah. 2 weeks, and I think Pat Riley knew what time it was. He saw what he had. He was like, come on, let me hold that, bro.
Yeah.
And made Stan.
So Stat came to Stan, or Pat Riley came down from the front office to coach y'all.
That's right.
Talk about that team in that season.
It was good, man. It was a circus, bro. Like, bro, everywhere we went, it was
young D Wade, Shaq's second year.
Yeah, and them dudes, you know, I don't really get down like that. Like, you know, go out onto clubs and things like
that. Yeah, that's
not you. Nah, but them dudes.
You out the way.
They got you out there?
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Almost?
No.
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 No one, you know.
Everybody was in their own lane.
Yeah. They didn't get down. They ain't drinking. They ain't blow it down. Nothing.
Yeah.
I knew of anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Glad I didn't go there.
But they were still cool. We had a good time, man. It was fun.
Glad I wasn't traded.
Winning the championship was great, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat culture. One thing I knew about them, they practice hard. They tape for practice and all that. And I almost got traded there. I wasn't big enough to control, to say, well, you can't trade me. I wasn't so, but I'm glad they didn't. How did you feel being in that culture coming from Sacramento where everything was player, chill, to go out there where it was drill sergeant?
Well, like I said, bro, I don't do none of that. So it was straight for me. And honestly, you'd have been straight too, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have been straight. I mean, it is what it is. You can do what you want to do, but when it comes 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock time to get on the floor, if you do what you do. I mean, come on, bro. We had GP, we had Posey, we had these dudes. One timeout, Pat Riley. We're in a timeout. Pat Riley was like, we're down by 5 or 6, something like that. Pat Riley's, you know, he pulls the chair in the huddle. He's like, sets down, finna draw the play. He's like, he says, fuck. Smells like a goddamn brewery in here. Shit. Got up and went to the locker room and left us for the last fourth quarter, bro. Didn't coach us the rest of the time.
Did y'all win?
Yeah, we won.
Hey, we got a story like that.
We got a Miami story just like that. We just didn't, we weren't there, but yeah.
What you mean we wasn't there?
No, I'm saying we didn't live in Miami, so we had to enjoy that night, Miami night.
Yeah, and our coach told us the same thing when he smelled us, but he just told us to get back on the bus and make sure we come back to the game tonight. Because we showed up. We all got back to the hotel at 7, 8. Shoot around was at 9.
With the same
we were
clothes,
in Miami, bro.
With the same clothes we had on the night before from the Orlando game and plane trip.
Yeah.
We saw the sun come up.
Bro. So we're going to practice the next day in the same clothes we wore to the Orlando game.
The night before.
That we were in the club with, right?
Yeah.
We show up to shoot around. Coach, like, bring it in to give us the game plan. He smells all of us.
First of all, normally, like, during shoot around, some people come dressed, some people get dressed right
there.
We're
all on the sideline.
Everybody's
nobody's
some motherfuckers asleep. Everyone just has their clothes on from the night before. Like, normally, at least one person shooting, not one person was on the floor shooting.
Nobody was shooting. Don Nelson calls everybody in. He's like, so guys, we're gonna you know what? Everybody back on the bus, and we better win by 30.
We did.
And best believe we all were hungover, and we beat the shit out of Miami by 30.
Yeah.
Good story. Good story.
On and off the court.
On and off the court. Yes.
Talk to us about how good Dwayne Wade was.
I don't know where to start, bro. Like, he's like, I think he's like the third best two guard ever, bro.
So MJ, Kobe, D Wade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a chance to know him post-career, but, I mean, he was just a motherfucker. D-Wade was the one dude. Remember, you're always supposed to push him to the screen, but he would jerk the screen and go baseline and then dunk.
He can get through cracks and crevices like no other, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Strong, agile.
He sweat more than any human I ever met in my
sweat?
Life. Sweat, bro. He changed jersey every third time out, man. Every third.
Just too much?
Yeah. Great dude, though.
Great dude.
Booby. Mm-hmm. I call him Booby from, what's the movie? Friday Night.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I used to tell Pat Riley, you want to win, bitch, you better put Booby back in.
Let Booby spin, coach. Oh, shit. I know you weren't really someone that stepped out, but did you ever get a chance to go to any of Zoe's Midsummer Groove or Summer Grooves?
I went to one after my rookie year.
Okay, talk to us.
It was straight, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. I'm a shy dude, bro. Mm-hmm. It might not seem like it, but I mean, I am until you get to sit on the porch with me or something like that.
Right.
But for real, I am shy. And doing something like that was the first time I ever played in like a all-star game, you know what I mean? So it was like, and being around all these dudes that I was around, that like I grew up watching, and I'm like, wow, like, bro, I can actually touch these dudes or give them dap or whatever. But I was more in awe of that than hooping.
I feel it. I could dig it. 2010 is when you and I crossed paths on the same team.
Man, put a penguin.
With Stan. That was a talented team. I mean, I don't think Dwight Howard gets enough respect. Talk about how good, healthy, young Dwight Howard was when we had him in Orlando.
I can too.
Yeah.
Y'all swept the shit out of us.
Oh, yeah, we beat the shit out of y'all. Oh, yeah, you
bro. Dwight Howard, there's not too many guys that I've seen play. Better than Dwight Howard, bro. What he brought to the table, like what he did, man, is like you're not going to see another Dwight Howard.
No,
you're not.
And it's crazy because obviously when he came to the Lakers, he had just had back surgery, and he came back from back surgery. He came back from like a year recovery in like 4 or 5 months. And fuck to me, I was telling him along the way, like, bro, don't come out here and play. He's like, no, I'm with Kobe. I need to be out here and playing. I'm like, bro, let your back heal. But Orlando, Dwight Howard. I've never seen anything like him.
Me neither. Like, and them Orlando teams that we played, that might have been the best team from top to bottom that I've ever
seen. We were too deep in every single position.
We were.
Can I speak on it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we played them in the first round of the playoffs,
swept
right? Jameel Nelson, Matt, J. Will, Vince Carter, Dwight Howard, the whole nine, right? So Jameel Nelson had 18 points in the first quarter of the first three games in the playoffs. And we get swept.
Bro, I mean, God bless Raymond Felton, bro, but
oh, yeah,
you
gave,
go look at Jameer Nelson.
And he was out the league a year or two after that.
Jameer Nelson against Raymond Felton?
It wasn't fair.
I think we swept the Hawks right after that. Yeah, and then we might have got swept by the Celtics.
We almost did. But do you remember, though, why? Remember going into – Stan got scared. Man, we beat the Celtics. This is the year, 2010, that the Celtics played the Lakers again. The Celtics had beat the Lakers in 08. Kobe gets his revenge, beats Orlando. But we're supposed to play the Lakers because that was the year I ball faked in Kobe when we was about to fight in that game. Yeah. And we were supposed to beat. So we're making NBA history. 8-0 in the playoffs. Beat them by like 22
a
game.
Damn, we discussed that already.
Beat the Hawks the next round by like 25 or 26 a game. So we're 8-0. Nobody is fucking with us. We think we're about to get a championship. We're going to the Boston Celtics. This is KG. This is that team, Ray Allen, them boys. But we had beat
Big
them. Perk
guarded Dwight Howard one-on-one. That hurt us,
well,
too. Yeah.
Very well. They had the double.
Nine.
So we're up. So we had beat them 2 out of 3 times this season. We go into the Eastern Conference Finals, and Stan's like, you know, we've done well, and we're the number one offensive team across the board. We've done well, but we need to change it up because this is a really good team. Remember, he like changed our whole offensive set, and they beat us the first three games. We came back and won two, and then
– Who changed it?
Stan.
The Penguin.
Yeah. No, it was just disappointing because that was a really, we had a really good team.
We did. And shout out to the Penguin. He's a hell of a coach.
Great coach.
He's a great coach.
No,
great
y'all had a great team. Y'all should have won a championship.
Great X and O's.
Big Perk shut that shit down, bro. Messed our offense
up.
Yeah,
Perk guarded Dwight one on. Everyone else had a double Dwight. But Perk
KG
guarded
didn't
him one
leave
on.
Rashard Lewis never.
I had Vince Carter, too.
Vince Carter.
That was
Vince
nice.
Carter, the greatest dunker ever. Ever. There will never be another one better.
Another Florida boy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the
not far from Bale.
Playing the trombone.
Right, he was a band member
drum
too,
major
wasn't he?
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was drum major. He was that now.
I think he could dunk with a tuba around his neck.
You're up. Because he could dunk with a tuba. But he used to just do shit like pull up left-handed from half court like it was nothing.
I've never seen anybody do it.
Right.
He could sit on the baseline down there at the other end of the court.
On his ass.
And throw the basketball and hit the backboard as many times as you wanted to.
Not a harmonica, not a saxophone, but a tuba.
Shiny gold one, too, man.
So you retired in 2011, 12 seasons. When you look back now, because we were talking off air, you're still traveling the world, you're doing fantasy camps, you're going to the other countries, you come back here. You know, you did the pregame show yesterday, and you said you looked down from your balcony and saw all the 55s. You thought the Kings had signed a new player. That's you. When you look back on kind of your historical significance in this game and how much you're still loved, like, what does that mean to you? I know you're not a person to ever talk about yourself or boast about yourself, but what does that mean to you that you really left an impression on a lot of people's minds?
Man, it's crazy that this little boy from Bell.
From Bell.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Bell.
But that is a testament to the fans, you know what I'm saying? They know what time it is. They're real, too, you know? So it ain't like a lot of guys, you know, y'all been traded and shit like that. You go to this team, you got a different jersey. You go to this team, you know what I'm saying? I think to the day I die, when I come back here, it's going to be 55s, bro. Jeez, so
facts.
I appreciate that, for sure.
Facts.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Quick hitters. First thing to come to mind, let us know.
Like, how quick does it got to be, dog?
These are questions you got to worry about.
However fast you want it to be.
Like a hiccup?
Yeah, quick as a hiccup.
That's quick.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You plus four on the blacktop, who you bringing? You might have to squab, you might got to dodge bullets, but you're on the blacktop. Who, what four players you bringing with you to win the game on the blacktop?
Well, shit, if I know I got to dodge bullets, like how?
It's a possibility. It ain't guaranteed.
It always is.
It's just a possibility.
Well, I'm hoping white chocolate's got me this far, they ain't going to try to shoot me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you know you definitely got to pass.
Yeah, I think so.
Your pass is gold.
Oh, man, I'm taking some shooters now. I got to take Curry. I got to take – I ain't thinking about no defense.
Fuck that. It's outside.
Nah. We're going to outscore y'all.
Yeah.
The defense don't win championships.
Not on blacktop.
Defense don't win championships. Nowhere, Stack.
In the league, it do.
I don't think so. It helps.
Okay, it helps.
You still got to score the ball, though.
Correct. You taking five Ben Wallace, that defense, you taking five AIs.
I'm just saying, if AIs against Ben Wallace – I might take Ben Wallace. Let me tell you why.
Tell me.
Because there's a lot of aspects in the game. It's rebounding. It's physicality. Okay. It's a lot of stuff. You got to get to the rim first.
But you got to be able to dribble. You got to be able to have some touch.
You're right. You're sure right.
There ain't going to be no rebounding.
I've been drinking. Don't ask me.
And AI not going to miss. It's going to be layups. And they're going to be rebounding there.
And he's going to cross everybody over.
It's just, Ben Wallace.
Yeah, you're
okay,
right.
Okay, back to the question. I'm taking Curry, Durant. I'm taking LeBron James. Is this past or current?
Duquesne, K-A-N-G.
Oh, I'm taking all current players. I'm thinking all these older players were great, but to me, it's the game's evolved. I think it's hard to compare these players too. They were all great in their own way, but like Oscar Robertson is one of the greatest ever, correct?
Yeah.
He can't play today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
these guys are more talented, but they also soft. Never mind. My bad.
Well, that's just. Yeah, all right, that's what it is. That's just how the league is, though, I think. You know what I'm saying? That's just how the league is trending. But anyway, I would never take a night off. I'm trying to hoop every day.
Right. Thanks. You come from a different cloth.
I'm from Bell.
They don't produce they don't produce your cloth no more. They stopped making that when you left.
Just maybe. Him and Randy.
Yeah. I got KD, I got Steph, I got LeBron, and I'm going Kevin Garnett.
Ooh. The ticket.
Church.
Where did the name White Chocolate come from?
I think that came from some lady in the PR department here with the Kings organization.
Oh, she started it.
Yeah, I think. And I don't really know the answer. That's what I've been telling everybody since you've been asking.
Okay.
So I don't...
Shout out the lady in the front office.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah, I don't remember her name anyway. But
okay.
But that's what it is.
But it stuck.
Yeah.
How were you with the name, though, when you first got it?
I didn't care, bro.
You wasn't tripping?
No, I didn't care. I'm sure there were some people in Bell that probably didn't like it, but that's what it is.
So when you heard it, what you think it meant?
So what side was... So the people in Bell who didn't like it, what side of the school were they on? The left or right side?
Nah, they was over there on the right, bro.
Okay.
What did you think though? Like when they said called you white chocolate, what's the definition you got from it?
Bro, I didn't really care because once you get on the court, bro, black, white, purple, pink, it don't matter.
Move.
If you can hoop, you can hoop. Mm-hmm. You know what
but
saying?
You gotta love that the niggas loved you though.
You know
as a hooper, to keep it real though. As a hooper, when the blacks fuck with you.
Especially it's tough for white dudes to get that
now.
Love.
You got to know that's an extra oomph.
It is.
You get a little oomph when the niggas fuck with you, dog.
It is. You know, to be honest with you, bruhs recognize me more than white folks out in the community,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I know I have.
It is what it is.
I take pride in saying I know you. Not, you know, not only because I'm a fan, because what you did for the game,
facts.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? You brought something to the game. You inspired a lot of people, your color and my color. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, like, one thing about our show, we here to give you your flowers. We are fans as well, bro.
Bro,
you know
I
what I'm saying? So you've done a lot for both cultures.
Facts.
Both cultures.
Facts.
I appreciate that.
Top five handles in the history of the NBA. You better be one of them.
Any specific order?
No. Okay. Just throw them out there.
Now y'all see why we the dopest show.
Kyrie the best.
Okay.
To me.
Kyrie.
Jamal Crawford.
Ooh. I played with Jamal.
Chris Paul.
Yes.
Jason Williams.
Yeah, you got to throw Bubs in there.
You know, I don't know, man.
Shit.
Ain't too many people pulled out and had the confidence to pull out what you pulled out in the game, dog.
See, I think that's the difference in, like, me and a lot of these kids now. They ain't got the balls just to try it.
Yeah.
But LaMelo Ball, he's got the balls to try it.
Yeah.
But he's young right now.
He's still young.
He didn't practice everything he does. Everything you seen me do, bro,
you was practicing.
I didn't practice that joint like thousands of times. Mm-hmm. So I knew I could do it. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But LaMelo Ball, these guys are so good, maybe they ain't got to practice like that. I had to practice, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what time it was.
So you gave us three.
Oh, man. I only gave you three?
Yeah.
Chris Paul.
Yep, that was the third one you gave us.
I'm not putting myself in there, dog.
Come on, bro.
I'm just not.
That's crazy.
Allen Iverson. To me, oh, easy. I wouldn't put Allen Iverson in there with the handle joint.
Handle, yeah.
He was just so fast. And his first step, he didn't really need nothing but that crossover. So, you know, when I got caught up with AI, I just tried to back up and just pray he shot the bitch and missed it. But if he made it, what you want me to do?
Facts. Facts.
Isaiah Thomas, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
That's four. One more spot for you.
Nah.
That last spot.
Jay Will.
It ain't no.
That last spot.
It ain't no Jay Will, dog.
I'm going to say it. Jay Will.
All right. That's
next question.
All right, next question. It. Yeah, we'll go with that. This is a good question right here, though. If anyone did a soundtrack to your game in your life, what rapper would it be?
Man, it's got to be Slim Shady.
Ooh. I am. It's only right, bro. That makes so much fucking sense. If you think about it, the GOAT. Yeah, you're right, dog. You're right. Next question, Matt. He killed that one. You killed that one. No, you killed that one, dog.
And that ain't just because I'm from Bell either,
nah,
dog.
Yeah.
I ain't got shit to do with Bell.
Y'all got a few similarities.
I ain't got shit to do with Bell.
Favorite teammate over your 12-year career?
That's a tough question, man. It's like, I know it sounds cliche, but I feel like I'm one of the luckiest dudes to ever play in the league because every team I went to, all 15 of us got down, bro. It's like
that's dope. That's rare,
know,
too.
Yeah, we, you know, when we land in the city, we go to the hotel. You know, Dwight Howard and them used to pay for us to go shopping and shit at Louis and all that. Him and Rashard Lewis take turns.
The $100 million boys,
bro. They paying. Look, we going shopping in 15 minutes. Whoever want to go, get whatever you want.
I felt like a little groupie,
bro. I did too. I didn't want to get like maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, I'll give me a toiletry bag or something. Yeah. Fucking, or maybe a belt.
That's right.
I ain't tripping.
A toiletry bag. But nah, everywhere I went, bro, I asked dope teammates, bro.
He got a couple extra passes that night, huh? A couple extra assists that night after he took his shopping, huh?
Look, I'm throwing it to Dwight Howard every time he wanted, dog.
with or without the shopping sprees.
Hey, look, because you know what? I ain't playing no D. He blocking all that shit,
yeah,
right?
He got your back at all times. Yeah. What's your favorite white chocolate highlight or moment?
That's tough.
For me, let me give you mine.
He don't like to talk about himself, though.
I'm going to give you mine. And it's my homie, my big homie. But what you did to Gary Payton.
Ooh.
Come on, y'all.
And that's back when.
That was crazy.
But that's back when J-Boy had to do this shit to his hair, too.
And he was the glove then. He was the glove then.
Wiping right. Shit to the side.
And he turned it to the mitten the quick.
But what people don't realize, he was talking so much shit in that game prior to that, bro.
Jay Magno.
Boy, I have like.
He was scared for a second?
I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't know if I belong out here. like, this is Gary Payton. Like, that's Gary Payton. Like, I don't realize who Gary Payton is. You know?
Oof.
Yeah.
What?
The glove.
Man. But I hit one from like 30 feet to play before that. That's what set it all up. So he had to come out. And I don't care who you are. If I'm coming at you full speed, you got.
Hard.
No chance. Better chance of pissing in a hot sauce bottle.
That's right.
Yeah. I got you, Buzz.
That's right.
I got you.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, but for the players that seen that move, oh, we was like, oh, he did GP like that. It's over now. Everybody's scared now.
But I think what I mean, if he wouldn't have tried to trip me, it wouldn't have been as bad as it was, I don't think.
But he gave you your props.
He did.
He gave your props, too.
He ain't saying nothing else to me the rest of the game, I promise you.
But I'm saying, like, coming down the court, he looking at you like.
That's right. Yeah. Like, you ain't supposed to do that, bro.
You ain't supposed to do that to me.
No.
All right, I'm going to give you a list of teammates. Just give me one word to describe them. C-Webb.
Awesome.
Doug Christie.
Fantastic.
Matt Barnes.
Dope.
Both ways.
My God. D. Wade.
Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Oh, shit. Shaq.
Dominant.
Powell.
Oh, man. What was Buddy's name from Sanford and Son? Julio. Stole my Swift called Buddy Julio. Remember Julio? They had the goat, bro.
They had the goat.
Hey, look. Why y'all out there? Pull up Julio from Sanford and Son.
He stayed next door.
Yeah.
He stayed next door, and he came across to the he was in his goat was in the San Francisco yard.
Pull up Julio and Pau Gasol side by side. I ain't lying.
Oh, shit.
I know the exact episode, too, man. I swear I do.
Five dinner guests, dead or alive.
Michael. This is our best question on our show.
It is?
Yes.
So are you telling me you want me to be like, think about it?
Who
think
are the fuck it. You want at your table? No.
Man, like, anybody in the whole world?
Ever invented.
Dead or alive.
I mean, there's no way that I'm going to be able to give you five without going in the car, driving somewhere and saying, damn, I should have named them.
But it's okay.
It's going dead. That happens.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Goat.
Larry Bird.
Mm. Goat.
Dave Chappelle.
Goat. Ooh, good call.
Got a whole bunch of goats.
Man.
You're going to need some lettuce.
I'm finna get a cramp in my hamstring what I'm finna get. Shit.
Stretch that thing out,
Jay. Man.
Hydrate.
That's a tough question for me.
Last one. You got more. You name four good ones.
he said
somebody from Bell.
This is me and Randy there, bro. He from down the other side, so he ain't not from Bell. Man, I don't know. My dad. How about my dad, bro?
There you go. Last and final question. If you could see anybody on our show, who would it be?
But
you have to help us get your answer on the show.
So it's got to be someone you know and fuck
on
with.
The show.
I think that's more of a question for the people, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for just the people.
Nah, but hey, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Excuse me, y'all. Everybody ain't got the connections you got. So think about the friends you got and then the connections. Then come back to the answer. Because you know a lot of motherfuckers. And we ain't had Randy Moss on here. Oh, did I say Randy? I didn't say Randy. My bad. I didn't mean to say that. My bad. It must be the kittens.
You had C. Webb, right?
Yeah.
We had C. Webb. A great show with C. Webb. Mm-hmm. Shout out to C. Webb.
Man, yeah. I mean, Moss would be good. Moss
and we also got our All the Smoke Cannabis partner with C. Webb, right?
Yep.
And Players do. Only.
And we also got Cookies. And we also got pre-roll Light the Beams, King's Beams in here, too.
We're
going to
light the beams after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You better light something.
We got a lot of beams back here. We got like 300 of them bitches back here.
We need to get toasted.
Let's go. Well, man, I think that's it, Jay. I appreciate
he
you, man.
He answered the question?
Yeah, he said Randy Moss.
No, he didn't say. I said Randy Moss.
He said Randy would be a good
okay,
one.
Okay, so that means you're going to help us get him on the show.
As soon as we get off here, I'll be texting.
Hey, let me tell y'all, because a lot of our guests be whooping.
Yeah.
A lot of our guests said a lot of shit. That they be Jay. Whooping. So, guests, if you watching this, y'all cap. Ball cap. Colin cap. All type of cap. Y'all capping.
Well, man, we appreciate everybody coming out tonight. We hope you enjoyed the show. Cheers. Jay's got to get out here and catch a flight, so he's going to get up out of here. But, man, we want to thank everyone coming out.
Love
me
you,
and Jack
bro.
Are going to hang around for a little bit, mingle, smoke, chill out. So thank you guys for coming. Thank you, Urban Roots. Come on, Rob, say something. This is our man right here.
We have the owner here. Got to have him say something.
Black owner.
Yeah, black owner. We appreciate you having us here, man. We could have.
There's a lot of places we could have been. Last year.
There's a lot of places we could have been, but for you to open your doors to us, for all the people to come out and support you, but we appreciate you having us, so you have to say something.
Yo, I appreciate y'all. Listen, y'all have a show about giving out flowers, but you know what? I want to give y'all flowers. This is amazing what y'all doing. Honestly, it's amazing. And I'm just going to tell you, one of my core values is self-care. And every morning I wake up 5:30, and I'm on the bike, and you know what I'm listening to? Y'all shit. Bro, I'm listening to y'all shit. You know what I'm saying? My guy Jelani, y'all put in so much hard work, the whole crew. I appreciate everything you do. You know what? You guys bring out a different energy in all your guests that nobody else can do. And I just want to deeply say, that's why I think everybody's here, because we all feel the same way. And I ain't gonna lie, man, I kind of feel like a fanboy right now. You know what I'm saying? Because this is my shit. That's what I listen to every day, motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Let the moment take you.
My gift to y'all from your flowers, y'all ain't never gonna pay for another beverage at any of my places. Ooh, forever, bro.
Don't tell Jack that.
Except the roots, Matt, because yeah, I know you right. Might get me on
Jack,
that.
Jack might not go home, you tell him that. Jack might move his sack.
Jay, my guy.
Thanks for having us, bro.
Appreciate you.
Well, again, thank you guys, everybody, for coming out. Give Jay Will a round of applause,
thanks,
please.
Appreciate it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.